Immigration, illegal immigration. Give us all your tired and your poor. If you're from Cambodia, we're here to say hello to ya. Mexicans and Taliban, Al Qaeda from Afghanistan. America can be your land. Just cross the border. Immigration all across the nation, the only way to hire cheaper help. The president will let it go till no one's left in Mexico. With amnesty, we will see hospitals in bankruptcy. Medicare, nothing there. Don't drink the water. Press 1 for English, 2 to speak in Spanish, 3 for those who don't know me, the 1. The man who mows and cuts my grass told me to take a Spanish class. Say hola, that means hello. Don't say 1, say uno. Please forget the Alamo. Give us Texas. I have a neighbor who rented an apartment. There's 50 people living in one room. 4 sleep on the kitchen floor, 6 behind the bathroom door. In the bedroom, 32. The cabinet has got a few. Refrigerator, there are 2. And 1 sleeps standing. Immigration all across the nation. Give us all your tired and your poor.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus is a foreigner in the United States of America. Jesus is a foreigner in the United States of America. Did you know that as the society debates about immigration laws, do you know as this society debates about legal or illegal immigrants, there is one thing that we have thrown out of America and who is now, I would say, an illegal immigrant, and that's Jesus Christ. I would have to say that Jesus Christ himself is an illegal immigrant. When he's not allowed in schools, come on somebody, he's not allowed in our government anymore. Jesus is an illegal immigrant in the United States of America. And you wonder why that this country is going through so much with the oil spills. Come on, somebody. With economical decline, come on, somebody. We're going right back into a depression. It's because we have made Jesus an illegal immigrant. Jesus is not wanted. Get out of here. We don't want you anymore, Jesus. You're an illegal immigrant. Come on, somebody. I don't know, but there's a lot of folks that look down on people. There's a lot of folks today that look down on people who intermarry. There's a lot of folks that don't like somebody marrying somebody of another culture. I don't know what it is, but there's some folks out there that think they are the supreme race. There's some folks out there that think it's because of them that they have. Oh, come on, somebody. I see it all over where I live. There's such a religious demon out there that somehow they got all the answers and nobody else does. Somehow they're really close to God and nobody else is. Come on, somebody. Did you know that Moses, who has founded the Ten Commandments, and I sure would hope that we still follow the Ten Commandments, but Moses married a foreigner. Moses married a foreigner, you know, in Genesis 2, chapter 22, Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become an alien in a foreign land. Moses married a foreigner named Zipporah. Yes, that's right. And she was to bear him a son, and his name was to be Gershom, which signifies a desolate stranger, partly on his own account, he being in a foreign country, a stranger and a sojourner, but not by way of complaint, but rather of thankfulness to God for providing so well for him in it. And partly on his son's account, that when he came to years of maturity and knowledge, he might learn, and in which Moses no doubt instructed him that he was not to look upon Midian as his proper country, but that he was to heir of the land of Canaan, in which he might be reminded by his name. So here Moses, who was a Hebrew, who was raised in Egypt, who later would leave Egypt to go and to live with the Midians. So Midian was to him who was born in Egypt and being a Hebrew, he was entitled to the land of Canaan. This looks as if he has been there for time, some years in Midian. So Moses was accepted into the family of the priests of the Midian. By taking a wife and having a son, Moses seemed to have given up on Egypt and his hopes of being a deliverer for Israel. He will content himself to be where God has placed him. So, you know, he makes this mistake, and he thinks that all the years he spent in Midian were a waiting time for Moses. They were instead a working time. They were working years. They were ready to prepare him for the work of his life, and God was training him. They were training him and shaping him for the future calling, but Moses was certainly not on the shelf. He was being trained. God blessed him in Midian. Come on, somebody. God blessed him in a foreign land. I don't know about you, but a lot of people that have come to America have been blessed. A lot of Americans that have went overseas have been blessed. But I got to tell somebody here today that God... Come on, somebody, that God is God over America, and God is God over the rest of the world. God is God over the immigrants. God is still God over the illegal immigrant. Jesus Christ is a foreigner in America. He's not wanted in the public schools anymore. He's not wanted in the universities anymore. Jesus ain't even wanted in the mainstream churches anymore. Come on, somebody. If you want to discuss immigration law or immigration rules, let's discuss it all the way. Moses, he saved these seven daughters. Moses, when he came to Midianites, in his act of courtesy and courage in protecting the seven daughters from them, which from the rude shepherd and from the neighboring tribes as well, he afterward formed a close and permanent alliance with his family by marrying one of the daughters, Zipporah, which her name was called Little Bird. Her name was called Little Bird, called a Cushite or Ethiopian, Numbers 12:1, in whom Moses doubtless attained in the manner of Jacob by service, Exodus 3:1. So Moses married a foreigner. He had by her two sons, whose name were, according to the common practice, commemorative of incidents in the family history, Exodus 18:3 and 4. So you know, Moses not only was an alien into the Midianites, but Moses, he was actually a Hebrew, but he was raised in Egypt, and then, of course, he left Egypt, and then he became Midian. So you can say that he had probably had three citizenships, but, you know, the question is, we are talking what the Bible talks about illegal immigration. And first, Moses had to have been welcomed. He had to have been welcomed in Midian. He had to have been welcomed in Midian. You know, and the Bible talks about illegal immigration and immigration. But you know, the first thing we want to discuss is an alien. And what is it? Well, it's a temporary inhabitor. He's a newcomer. And he's lacking inherited rights. He's a foreigner of Israel through conceded rights. He's a sojourner. Abide, dwell in, dwell with, remain, inhabit, be a stranger, be continue, to abide, to stay. He temporarily dwells in the land. He goes to a land, he seeks hospitality. So he assembles and he seeks hospitality. But some foreigners come to stir up, to quarrel, to have strife, to gather, to stir up strife, to excite oneself. Some foreigners come to dread, they fear, they stand in awe, they're afraid. Come on, somebody. What does the Bible talk about foreigners, immigrations? The Bible says that the same laws applies to the active born and the alien living among you. You know, You know, very interesting. If you are an immigrant, a legal immigrant, the same laws apply to you in the United States of America as it would to a citizen of the United States of America. That's with the same law. Exodus 22:21. Do not mistreat an alien or oppress him, for you were aliens in Egypt. So Israel understood what it was like to be a foreigner, what it was like to be mistreated in Egypt. So therefore, they said, don't mistreat the alien. The same laws, I would have to say, if we were a Christian nation, we would treat the legal immigrant with the same laws as a citizen. They are treated the same. They should be treated with the same respect if they're here legal. Exodus 23:9, legal immigrants should be treated with the same respect as citizens. Do not oppress an alien. You yourself know how it feels to be aliens because you were aliens in Egypt. Leviticus 19:33, when an alien lives within you in your land, do not mistreat him. So many, the Bible talks about do not mistreat the alien, but you got to look at one fact. The alien was accepted. Immigrants who are here legally should be treated with respect. If you're an immigrant from another country and you're here legally, you should be treated with the same respect. The Bible talks a lot about this. Leviticus 19:34. An alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Once again, legal immigrants should be treated with the same respect as citizens. If they are holding a green card, they should be treated with the same respect. They should be treated by every citizen with the same respect. They should be treated by every institution with the same respect. By every government authority with the same respect. And the Bible is very clear on that. Numbers 9:14. An alien living among you who wants to celebrate the Lord's Passover must do so in accordance with its rules and regulations. You must have the same regulations for the alien as the native born. If you're a legal immigrant, you must follow the laws of the land. You must follow the laws of America. Illegal immigrants are not welcome in America because they don't follow the rules and regulations of the land. If you're here as an illegal immigrant, if some way you have obtained into the land of America by crossing over the border, by getting a tourist visa, and then somehow hiding in the land, well, you are not following the rules and regulations of the land. So therefore, you're an illegal immigrant. You're not wanted. You are not wanted here because you don't respect the laws of the land. Numbers 15:16. Immigrants are not exempt from the laws of America. Numbers 15:16 says, the same laws and regulations will apply both to you and to the aliens living among you. The same laws and regulations will apply both to you and the aliens living among you. Deuteronomy 1:16, and I charge your judges at that time, hear the dispute between your brothers and judge fairly, whether the case is between brother Israelites or between one of them and an alien. You know, legal immigrants are due the same legal judicial rights as citizens. That means they can get a trial. They can go through the legal process. They are due this fairness. I still would like to believe that America has founded this country around biblical principles. I still would like to believe that. But there's so many verses in the Bible that talks about foreigners and aliens. You know, in Genesis, this tells of a story of Abraham and Sarah who left their country in the east to live in the land of Canaan as foreigners in Genesis 12-23. Their grandson Jacob moved his family to Egypt during the time of a famine after his own son Joseph rose to a position of power there. In Genesis 43:50. Then later, Jacob's descendants, the people of Israel, became slaves in Egypt. It was then that God chose Moses to lead them out of Egypt into Canaan, the land God has promised to them as their own. Of course, he chose them, but he also led Moses to marry a foreigner. You know, there's just people in this country that just have problems with cross-cultural marriages today. They want to believe it's not of God. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus is a foreigner to America these days. I think he was at one time a citizen, but now he's a foreigner. You know, but so they settled there under the leadership of Joshua. The laws they had received from God taught to them to treat the foreigner living among them with the same fairness and freedom that they had finally come to enjoy. Exodus 12:49, Leviticus 24:22. So the Israelites were commanded to respect the foreigners and to give them full legal rights, Deuteronomy 10:18-19, remembering that they themselves had once lived in a foreign land. Leviticus 19:33-34, Deuteronomy 23:7. So if you're a child of God, and I think as a Christian living among many nations today, you would have to say that some are just a foreigner. Being a Christian makes you a foreigner in your own nation. Being a Christian makes you a foreigner no matter where you live. Come on. A true follower of Jesus will be a foreigner. He will be an immigrant. Some countries, like a Muslim country, I'd have to say he'd be an illegal immigrant. An illegal immigrant. However, the Jewish scriptures also warn that the Israelites to be careful about becoming too friendly with the people who lived in the land of Canaan. The Canaanites and their false gods were to be driven out in Exodus 23:31-33. And if the Canaanites remained in the land, they were not to participate in the religion of the Israelites unless the males allowed themselves to be circumcised. Exodus 12:48-49. So years later, the people of Israel became foreigners once again when they were taken as captives into the exiles of Babylonia. The Israelites were allowed to return to their own land in 539 BC. Their leaders at that time were Ezra and Nehemiah, who taught that people to be very strict about separating themselves from foreigners when they prayed or worshiped gods. One problem that we have with illegal immigration, especially from a lot of these illegal immigrants from Mexico, is they bring their own gods in America. They bring their own gods in America. And I knew one of the first things that would make America fall when you start bringing in their own gods. And so, you know, you see a lot of these Spanish people, what do? They raise this Spanish flag. They have no respect for the rules and regulations of America. No. They bring their own gods in America. And so here they come to destroy America now. Is there some foreigners out there that do America good? Absolutely yes. There are some foreigners in other lands that need to be in America. And there's some Americans that need to leave. They don't deserve to be here. You know, America, if you want to live in America, then you must fight to live in America. You must join the military. You must come here in a legal way, respect the laws of the land. And so they told the Israelite men who had married foreign women to divorce these wives and send them and their children away in Ezra 9:10. But you know, is God against marrying foreign women? No. Moses married a foreign woman. No, God isn't against cross-cultural marriages, but what he's against is a Christian marrying a Hindu, a Christian marrying a Muslim. There is absolutely nothing in common. He's against their other gods. You know, some of Israel's prophets, though, taught that God had a plan that included foreigners and the enemies of Israel. For an example, the prophet Isaiah and Ezekiel declared that in the future, foreigners would join Israel in worshiping Israel's God and even share in possessions of the promised land in Isaiah 56:1-8, Ezekiel 47:21-23. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus' actions show that God's love and care are for all people. God's love and care is for all people. The story he told his followers about the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, 25 through 37, shows how a man who was not a Jew, of course he was a Samaritan, acted in the very neighborly way toward a Jewish man who had been robbed and beaten. Jesus also reached out to the Gentiles who were non-Jews when he healed the servant of the officer of the Roman army, Matthew 8, 5 through 13, and the daughter of the Canaanite woman, Matthew 15, 21 through 28. So yes, Jesus is interested in all lands. Jesus is interesting. Jesus, I'm going to tell you, America, Jesus feels like a foreigner. You have treated Jesus as an illegal immigrant. You have treated him as an illegal immigrant, America. Come on, somebody. You know, in Ezekiel 14:7, when any Israelite or any alien living in Israel separates himself from me and sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face and then goes to the prophet to inquire me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself. You know, one thing that the illegal immigrants do, and also legal immigrants do, is they put their foreign God in the land of America. And if America is still, I'd like to think, maybe 10% a Christian nation, then they should not be allowed. Who else felt like they were a foreigner in the land? Well, Job. You know, even Job felt like an alien in Job 19:15. He says, "My guest and my maidservants count me as a stranger. They look upon me as an alien." Hosea 8:12 says, "I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something alien." Is not Jesus an illegal immigrant in America anymore? We have too many denominations. We have too many people fighting against this and that. I'm here to tell you today that I believe the reason why America is going through so much distress. America today is being destroyed. So many tornadoes and earthquakes, oil spills, high gas prices, economical downturns. There's so much confusion. You just want to know how much more than I can take? Well, look at your actions, America. Look at your actions. You have made Jesus an illegal immigrant. You have made Jesus an illegal immigrant. I'm here to tell you today that I don't condone. Definitely, we need to control the borders down. We need to control our borders. I'm so for immigration reform. We have to get the illegal immigrants out of the United States of America. Come on, somebody, because strictly they're not welcome. They're not welcome in America. I'm here to tell you today that Moses, even though he was welcome, Moses was welcome. The Bible is very clear that you must obey the laws of the land. You must be welcome. You must be welcome. If you have obtained your immigrant status legally through the laws of America, accepted the laws of the land, then you need to be treated as if you're a citizen. But those that have obtained and have tried to steal and bring their foreign gods in the land of America, they don't deserve here to be here. The men and women of the past who have died, who have fought for their freedom, there's men and women, look at the graves. They have shed blood for this great land. They have shed blood for this great land. And some of you illegal immigrants think you can come and get what people have worked so hard for. Some of you illegal immigrants think that you can come to this great land and you don't need to be subject under any laws or rules. Come on, somebody. We need to have more immigration reform. But I'm here to tell you, The Bible, Moses married a foreigner. God is not against foreigners. I do not believe America is against foreigners. Matter of fact, I believe that America wants to welcome foreigners to this land. But we only want to welcome foreigners that will respect the land of America, that will add to this great land, that will give something to this land. God wants you to give something to this great land. This great land is great because of Jesus. This is a great land because of Jesus. Jesus is now an illegal immigrant into this land. Could you allow Jesus back into this country? Because if you would allow Jesus back into this country, things wouldn't be happening the way they are. Here at Fly High Ministries, I'm here to tell you the Bible. The Bible talks so much about immigration. There's so much we can say and discuss about immigration. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible is very clear. With Israel, if you are going to accept the laws of the land, if you are going to accept the laws of the land, you must accept the rules and regulations of the land. Here at Fly High Ministries, I pray for our government. I do pray here at Fly High Ministries. I pray for immigration control. I pray that America would turn back to Jesus in this trying and difficult times. I pray in Jesus' precious name. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Immigration, illegal immigration, give us all your tired and your poor. If you're from Cambodia, we're here to say hello to ya. Mexicans and Taliban, Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan, America can be your land. Just cross the border. Immigration all across the nation, the only way to hire cheaper help. The president will let it go till no one's left in Mexico. With amnesty, we will see hospitals in bankruptcy. Medicare, nothing there. Don't drink the water. Press 1 for English, 2 to speak in Spanish, 3 for those who don't know either one. The man who mows and cuts my grass told me to take a Spanish class. Say hola, that means hello. Don't say one, say uno. Please forget the Alamo. Give us Texas. I have a neighbor who rented an apartment. There's 50 people living in one room. 4 sleep on the kitchen floor, 6 behind the bathroom door, in the bedroom 32. The cabinet has got a few, refrigerator there are 2, and 1 sleep standing. Immigration all across the nation, give us all your tired and your poor.